Afternoon, everybody. This is Rick Kogan with an October surprise. I was supposed to be off this entire month on Sundays for various football news-related things, but I'm glad to be on. I am also very glad to welcome as my first guest one of Chicago's great chefs, and that's saying a lot right there, but also one of the finest people I know. Cletus Friedman, how are you? Oh, he's not on the phone yet. We're getting him on the phone now. Well, as I was saying, Cletus is going to be on first. Then I'm going to have jazz singer Libby York on. Then David Bloom, who runs the Bloom School of Jazz, with one of his discoveries, a woman named Jewel Tansey, with whom he is producing a new CD. And then near the end of the show, I'm going to read you something that I read in The New Yorker this week, an old Roger Angel piece about Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson, the famous St. Louis Cardinals pitcher. I know that St. Louis Cardinals shouldn't be spoken here, but Cletus Friedman, you didn't have a chance because you weren't on the phone to hear that I called you one of the finest chefs in Chicago, which is saying a lot, but also one of the finest people I know. Before we get to a lengthy discussion of this of this fundraiser you're having, I got to believe this is as complicated a time to put on a fundraiser as imaginable. But take me back, Cletus, to your culinary history. Seems to track along with the sort of food explosion that happened in this country, where, you know, when I was a kid, they were like, you could go to four restaurants and get good food, and now the choices are millions. Tell me, remind me, Cletus, and tell the listeners about your background.
You know, I was just talking about how from 1996 to 2018, it was probably the greatest two decades in the history of the city of Chicago,
yeah,
where the hospitality business was the greatest. And I feel that 20 years down the road, we're going to look back at that time and realize, wow, we had so much, such a burst of creative energy, such a widespread range of talent.
Yep.
And I just feel very blessed to have been part of that. I mean, I am so grateful for all of my friends and colleagues that are in this industry, and my heart breaks simultaneously for everyone. But, to answer your question,
yeah,
I started back when I was 14.
Yeah.
Bussing tables in Baltimore in a place called the Mount Washington Tavern. When I came to Chicago in 95, it was, you know, maybe a decade when I opened City Provisions,
mm-hmm,
in 2008, which was at that time seemed like the worst time to open up.
Oh, no
anything
question.
That, with the recession and everything. It was City Provisions that kind of really helped define who I was as a chef and as a person in the industry, just wanting to connect people with the local food movement. And that led me to open up the deli in 2010, the City Provisions Delicatessen. After I closed in 2013, I went to Fountainhead,
yeah,
which, right, you know, the news comes out 2 days ago that they're closing. From Fountainhead, I helped redo the food over at Bar and Buena. We opened up Fountainhead Market. Then right before they opened the Northman, I went over to Theater on the Lake. So.
Yeah.
It's been quite a journey,
an exciting journey for you. And I love the fact that how could you not feel for your thousands, if not tens of thousands, of colleagues in this business? This has got to be the hardest time. This has got to make 2008 look like a kind of picnic, doesn't it?
Like a cakewalk.
Yeah.
You know, at City Provisions, I just started digging into making beer and whole animal butchery and keeping bees and all those types of things that kind of and using the retail part of the delicatessen to highlight all of these creative, great people that were doing things. And it's great to see now how far they've come since, you know, 10 years ago. Now it's a matter of seeing where we all go from here.
Well, it's a matter of, wouldn't you say for most places, it's a matter now of hanging on, of trying to figure out. I mean, I'm certainly hoping there is a viable vaccine sooner than later. But I would hate to see this kind of environment. And there, God knows what the food scene has done for Chicago. It's made Chicago a destination. People would come here to, you know, see sporting events and go take the, you know, Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. I've known over the years hundreds of people who come to Chicago simply to eat. Isn't that true?
I think that, and I've said it forever, I think that Chicago is the best food city in the country. There's such a diverse range of talent. Whatever you want, we have the neighborhoods where you can come. And if you want Mexican, if you want Thai, there's something for everyone here, from you know, 20 course tasting menus down to food trucks and taco stands and hot dog stands. There's a million things to. I mean, food and beverage has defined what Chicago is and who Chicago is. And that's what I'm saying. In the past 20, 25 years, food and beverage has defined our city.
And don't you think, Cletus Friedman, one of the reasons being that there has always been, even Charlie Trotter, which was an early and very high-end restaurant, there was something always genuine about the places that offered food, the places that worked. I'll give you that there were some fly-by-night kind of joints, but there was something really genuine about the people who ran these places and worked in these places, wasn't there?
I think that's so uniquely Chicago, Rick. And that's what makes being a chef in this city the greatest, because everyone is about collaboration. There's no one chef. We're all in it together, and we all work hard to put Chicago on the map. And there's so much sharing and loving each other in this industry, and that's what makes it so great. And to your point, it's genuine. It's kind of this Midwestern attitude where it's exactly that word. It's just genuine, and you can taste it. You can smell it. You can feel it when that level of love is put into food or a cocktail or a beer or wine or spirits. You just taste it. It's that level of love and passion.
Yeah, that's the word too, because I think that passion translates to the consumer. I have ever found that to be true, that the people who love good restaurants and good beer and good other things, they always talk about the passion that is imbued in those dishes. Now let's talk. We'll talk after a short break. Cletus, you are really a Chicago treasure, frankly. And I have not eaten as many meals. I'm not, you know, I grew up in the old, you know, I still go to Twin Anchors, for God's sake.
Yeah, I love Twin Anchors.
Which is a great place, no doubt about
it. Dancing on the tables.
Huh? Yes, exactly. But Cletus gets it, and he's ever been able to explain to me the nature of the Chicago culinary scene. You're doing a benefit in a couple weeks, and we'll talk about that when we come back, because I cannot even imagine the logistics of this. Cletus Friedman and I will be back in about 2 minutes. Cletus Friedman is my guest. He is a great chef and a good friend and a bright, insightful guy. Cletus is in charge. Are you in charge of this cooking up a cure for scleroderma Chicago? You're in charge of this.
In fact, 12 years ago, actually a little more than 12 years ago, I went to, my father died of scleroderma in 1992. At the young age of 51.
Oh, God.
And after I had opened City Provisions, I wanted to do something to raise awareness and raise money. So I went to the foundation and said, I want to put together a fundraiser. And my idea was to bring chefs and beverage people together. And here we are 12 years later, and we raise probably between $50,000 and $70,000 each year.
Wow.
For this. And more than that, Rick, 12 years later, so many people know about scleroderma.
Could you tell people, I know a bit about it, but you're much more personally connected. Could you enlighten people about what it is and what it does?
In short, it's an autoimmune disease that it attacks your skin. Scleroderma means hard skin.
Yeah.
And it is it's onset with Raynaud's disease, where your fingers get really tight, or your face. And my father had it in his lungs, so essentially the lungs shrank over the course of a year. But in the past 25 years, there's been great advances in medicine and treatments for it. Now, there's no cure, but there have been treatments from stem cells to all kinds of different things. And I am on the board for the Chicago chapter, the Scleroderma Foundation, and it's just been heartwarming to see so many people participating year after year in raising money. And we've done a really good job. I'm lucky to be surrounded by great people who want to give their time, and typically their product, whatever it is. This year has been a little more challenging, as you can imagine.
I'll bet. Was there any notion when in the initial planning stages, was there any notion of like, well, we're going to have to cancel? Was that
my first thought was, there's no way that I can turn to my friends who are worried about if they're going to be open in a month and ask them for a donation.
Sure.
And what would that even look like? I struggled with it for the longest time.
I bet.
And eventually we came up with the idea to do like a Jerry Lewis style telethon.
An online telethon rather than a TV telethon, which at this point in our many lives are virtually the same. Do you know what I mean?
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And in fact, it's an easier way for us. Stephanie Summers, my co-chair, who the two of us in planning, it's actually an easier ask this year because we're asking our partners to give us some time.
Sure.
And if they could just give us 10 minutes, we divided the show into 10-minute segments. So it's kind of, we're not trying to ask too much.
Right.
But we're asking for some time, maybe some people to throw in some online auction items, which we have going on. So we've shaped up a pretty great show, which I'll talk about. But apparently this is the only way that you and I could get together.
I know. Cletus asked me to be part of this about a month ago, and I, of course, said, sure, absolutely. And then we've been trying to talk about, like, what do you want me to do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? I have some ideas. It's going to be on at 7 p.m. Central Time on October 31st. You can get all the information you need by going to www.cookingupacurechicago.com. I will not insult any of you by spelling that out for you. Cooking up a cure. I am going to be the only intimidating thing for me, Cletus, you know I can talk for 10 minutes, but I've got to come up with something better. I've got to come up with something better for the audience here. But you have a lot of famous chefs, some entertainers, people from Few Spirits, David Burke. People stepped up for you, didn't they?
We have a great lineup. First of all, it's October 21st, Wednesday the 21st at 7 o'clock, and we have musicians. We have Matt Scholar from Chicago and Liv Jordan.
Sure.
We have the Bottle Tops, some great music. We have beer, wine, and spirits. Greg Cook from Stone Brewing. We have Martha Barra from Mendocino. And we have Michael Kilmer from Few Spirits. Now, Rick.
Yes.
Almost every time that you and I get together, what do? We have bourbon.
Yes, I drink bourbon. Yes.
What we are doing for our segment is we are it's going to be you, me, and Michael Kilmer from Few Spirit.
Okay.
Michael is making a cocktail called The Dude Abides. It's his riff on a White Russian, but it's going to be the Few cold cut bourbon, a little bit of heavy cream on frozen coffee, ice cubes, and a dash of chocolate bitters. Now, Michael's going to demonstrate how to make this, but the beautiful thing is we're going to get you some products so you make it and have a cocktail with it.
That would be, that sounds, well, first of all, it sounds like the easiest ask you've ever done of me, Cletus. Well, what do you have to do for this, Rick? Well, in 10 minutes, I have to have a bourbon or two. That's very inventive, very inventive. So all these people will be doing it from their homes or places of work or and you are orchestrating it. You are going to do the narrative holding this whole thing together. How many people are involved? It's going to be 2 hours?
It'll be 2 hours. I will be hosting the event, and Stephanie will be producing it behind the scenes. And essentially what we'll do, tickets are $25.
Yeah.
And for $25, you can watch the show. And we figured, you know, you could stay for 2 hours. You can come and go as you want. We are going to publish the run of show on our website. We have some great chef segments. Tom Van Lente and Christina Subito are going to do. I'm giving them each 3 ingredients, and they're going to make something. We'll poll people for who they think is the best. We have David Burke. We have Rick Resch doing something fun. We have the guests of the chefs of the Dynamic Group, Jeremy Tannehill, Joe Rizza, Andrew Sicularis, and Ken Bafar, with Peter Sagal as my co-host on that segment.
Sure.
And we're just going to ask them a bunch of fun questions. Marion Sundquist and White Oak Gourmet are going to do this kind of, she's out in California, they're here in Chicago, they're going to be cooking up regionally inspired dishes with the same ingredients. Leanne Wong and David Burke are both doing pre-recorded segments. And then at the end, we have Barry Sorkin from Smoke Barbecue and Lamar Moore. We're going to do a big smoking segment.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this. It, not only is it a terrific cause and one very close to your heart, Cletus Friedman, but I get to have a bourbon on TV with thousands of people watching me. I promise to tell what I consider the greatest barroom story I have ever heard, and having been in 1.5 million bar rooms, it's a good story. It does. It features the legendary Mike Royko, who partook of some bars too, and it's a story worth hearing. It's a story worth more than $25 to hear. Believe me, believe me. You can go get all the information you want at CookingUpACureChicago.com. You sound, Cletus, and I'm glad to say this, you sound very excited about this. You sound optimistic that this is going to be something.
I feel like we've done the best that we can and even better, and we've put together a really solid show, and I'm super excited for how we've adapted and pivoted to an online thing. And while nothing can compare to meeting chefs and eating their food and drinking, and this is a good second fiddle. It's going to be a fun, action-packed show.
I'm really glad you decided to go ahead with this, and I'm really glad I got this special October surprise radio show so I can help promote it, because you know, inevitably, and one hopes that there will one day be a cure for this horrible disease, but I'm honored to have been asked, and I will try to step up and please don't ask me any questions about food, because I'll come back. Well, I once had a hot dog somewhere. I'm not a foodie, but I am a
you don't need to be. You need to be a bourbon-y.
Yes, well, I could certainly qualify as a serious drinker. Cletus, we'll talk before this, but I'm glad we connected. Now I know what I have to do, and I will do it for you, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Ted. Take care. We'll talk.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We'll be back in a few minutes.